I think the devil will be in the details. You know, Egypt's main interest in Libya, it has many, but its main interest is it wants a buffer between Egypt and the forces of the West, which are, in its mind, Islamist, but they're also more democratic. And it doesn't want those forces and populations right up against its border. So if it can have some kind of buffer in some manner, it'll be okay with it. It doesn't have to be Haftar, but it has to be someone Egypt's comfortable with for it to sign on, which means sort of a some sort of pre-cooking in the elections of the East, something which is against the principles of democracy. So we'll see where that goes. Turkey's interests are more diffuse and more multivariate, but you know, Turkey has economic interests, it has political interests, it wants to keep the autocratic forces at bay and the counter-revolutionary forces at bay. But Egypt is actively talking to the West and Turkey's actively talking to the East. So if each side can feel comfortable with what's happening going forward, then they should cooperate. In Libya, we often talk about the 3 + 2 + 2 + 2, the three at the Permanent Council, and Egypt and Turkey are two of them, and UAE and Qatar are two of them. And if this sort of the group of nine foreign countries that are the most interested in Libya moving forward or working or that need to work together for Libya to move forward agree, minus Egypt and Turkey, there would also be pressure on Egypt and Turkey to sign on. Barghouti was wrong in a couple of ways. First of all, some of the forces were left out of Batili's organizations. So not everyone's been contacted. The more security forces, these micro forces all around the country that are contacted by Batili, the better. My own gut feeling is that this will be a long, difficult process that may or may not return Libya to democracy, but we need to support it because that's what the Libyan people want. Any Libyan that's supporting this process is doing the right thing.
Some analysts say that visits by US officials to Libya are endless, as elections are a goal that leads to curtailing the Russian influence in Libya as far as the US administration is concerned. And in light of this insistence, with full support of Bathily's initiative, it will be difficult for the HOR and the HCS to keep the keys to the political solution in their hands. Do you agree with this analysis?
No, first of all, it's not endless. There's been large gaps. A lot of American officials never get to Libya. It's just resuming now. We've had the most senior visit in around a decade with the CIA chief going there. We had Barbara Leaf's recent visit, which was very senior. So I would say U.S. interest is picking up in a way that everybody's noticing. What curtails Russian influence is not elections, maybe indirectly, but what curtails Russian influence is forcing out the Wagner Group. The Wagner Group, which is operated in 30 countries, is committing wide-scale war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Ukrainian theater, has also done so in documented fashion in Central African Republic, in Mali and elsewhere, and in Libya. And Haftar is a bit beholden to the Wagner Group for his power. They are the most powerful part of his international coalition of forces. And as of right now, we have no indication that Haftar is ready to give up his power based in part on Russia. So the key to all this is in Haftar's hands in terms of reducing Russian influence. And now Haftar has Russian, Egyptian, Saudi, and Emirati backers, but all four of those countries have soured on him to some degree, in part because of his inability to gain control of the country or even to fully consolidate his power in the East. And none of those countries were really in favor of the democratic forces. So, what moves this forward is who gets to run in the elections, on what basis, for what jobs. And importantly, spoilers have marginalized Haftar, Saiful Islam, and blocking democracy in the East, which has been going on since 2014. And then Haftar being the author of the civil war, the siege of Tripoli, and given all the unsuccessful initiatives in the UN hands, this is a minefield politically. This is a very difficult terrain to navigate. And whatever works is going to have to work. Now, Batili's had one step forward towards success that we hope will be followed by many more if he navigates these choppy seas with dexterity and intelligence. But we really can't judge him yet based on this one forward step.